comes to health, what we need to be on the lookout for. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Dr. Isaac. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure as always.
So we're going to chat about measles. Cases are up in Europe and the U.S., which, you know, we all thought measles were done.
Yes, you know, absolutely. I think we just don't see much measles around anymore because we, you know, we vaccinate for it now. But we are seeing increased cases in Europe. And there's some travel imported cases to the U.S., and it really is only a flight away. So, you know, I think we can expect that in Canada we are going to see a bump in measles cases. Not sure, you know, how big that's going to be or how many cases we're going to have. Mm. But now is the time to check your immune status. Have you had the vaccine? And if you haven't, now's the time to get it.
Is this why measles are spreading, because people have not been getting the measles vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I think, and we've been looking at our provincial data here in Manitoba for measles vaccination. During the pandemic, it really disrupted our regular immunization program. And so we've seen our rates of vaccine go down because of that. We weren't getting into schools as much as we were over the pandemic, and some of our vaccination programs at the nursing station, the health center, or your doctor's office wasn't as accessible. And so we've just seen those rates drop. And we know measles is so infectious. It's just so infectious. We need a very high immunization rate to prevent an outbreak, and we're not there right now. So we need to get up to at least 95%. That's what we aim for in the population.
So, Dr. Isaac, for someone like myself, like, I'm hearing all of this information. I have no idea what measles is. Maybe you can just break that down for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so measles is a virus, and it's transmitted through different routes, but it is an airborne virus. So it can actually hang in little particles in the air for even up to a few hours after somebody's in a room. So when you breathe that in, or if you, you know, let's say you touch a doorknob that somebody touched that has measles virus, and then you touch your mouth, you get the virus in your body, and it can get into your body, and it will cause an infection if you're not immune. And what it looks like, and many people, you know, before 1970 may remember this, is you start with a rash, a fever. The rash starts on your face and moves down to the rest of your body. You get a runny nose, red eyes, and just generally feeling quite unwell. And so that's what measles is. It's a virus. It causes like almost like an influenza-like illness, but about 10% of people that get measles will have a complication from it, either a pneumonia, an ear infection, or in the worst case, you can get a brain infection that can actually be very, very severe.
And, I mean, isn't measles for, like, children as well? Can anybody get this? Like, how is it affecting adults?
Yeah, so anybody that is not immune can get measles. Kids can get measles, adults can get it. People that are immune compromised, or if you're on medications that lower your immune system, or if you're an older person, or if you're under 1 year of age and you haven't had your vaccine yet, those are the groups of people that are more susceptible to having, you know, the infection, but also the complications from the infection. And so, you know, most of us here in Manitoba would have had one or two measles vaccines if we were born after 1970. If you were born before 1970, because measles was circulating at that point, you are likely immune from measles. And if you don't know, what I always tell people is go and see your doctor or nurse and ask, and they can look it up and tell you whether you've had the vaccine or not.
That was my next question. How would somebody know? And once you get the vaccine once, you don't need to get it again. It's not like with the COVID or with the flu shot?
Yeah, great question. So, The typical vaccine schedule in Manitoba for a child is that you get it at 12 months of age, and then you get it again at some point before you start school. little bit tired. You might have a very mild fever after you have the vaccine, but it is very safe. And so, yeah, two doses is what most people would have had. Some people would have had only one dose if they were vaccinated just after around 1970. But yes, you do not need a booster every year like COVID. So once you've had those two doses, you're done for life, basically. You're good. You know, there's some special circumstances for certain cases. If you're a healthcare worker or a traveler and you're going to a country where there's lots of measles, definitely you need to talk to your doctor or nurse to see if you need another vaccine. But for most people, you don't need a booster later on in life after you've had that childhood vaccination.
Now, how is measles related to shingles for adults? Because I know they always say that they're related, and as adults, you could get shingles. So if you had that boost, if you had your vaccine for measles, can you still get shingles?
You can, yeah. So the measles virus and the virus that causes shingles are two different viruses.
Okay.
And yeah, they're two different viruses. Now, having said that, right now in Manitoba, the vaccine that children get, it includes measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella, which is the chickenpox and the shingles virus. So when you get that vaccine in childhood, it is covering you for both measles and chickenpox and shingles. But if you've had the measles vaccine, it doesn't mean that you won't get shingles. If you want to protect yourself from shingles and you're older than 50, there is a shingles vaccine actually out there now. So, yeah.
So it's chickenpox and shingles are related.
You got it.
Okay,
chickenpox. Yeah, chickenpox and shingles are related. That's the same virus.
Okay.
So I guess your main message, doctor, here is get vaccinated and be on the lookout for measles.
You got it. You got it. If, especially if you're traveling and you get a fever and a rash, you know, I would like seek medical attention because it could be measles, and get vaccinated. If you don't know if your kids have had the vaccine, check it out. Go see your doctor, nurse. If you don't know if you've had the vaccine, same deal. This is the way that we're going to protect our communities and protect our families and ourselves from having some serious illness here.
Very important information. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Isaac. We will catch up again one more time next month to chat about another topic.
Sounds great. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
You too.
Jordan Knight and Davey Gott.